Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And Mexico is dealing with another crisis at home. Up to 500,000 Central Americans cross Mexico to reach the United States every year. The trek has always been dangerous, but since Mexico began cracking down last year, the risks have only increased. Lately, these Central American migrants have been joined by others from farther afield, places like Bangladesh, Nepal, Somalia, and Ghana. Last year, 700 Africans were detained by Mexican immigration authorities, and that number is expected to go up this year. Conrad Fox has our report.
There's a party going on in the town of Tapachula, half an hour from Mexico's southern border. On a stage in the central plaza, couples in 19th century evening dress twirl to the sounds of a waltz. In the crowd watching them is George Shenya from the West African country of Cameroon.
You know, this is one of the things that always attracted me when I was in Africa, because Mexico, their festival always gets nice. I love their festival, I love it.
When he boarded a cargo boat back in Cameroon a year and a half ago, Shenya never thought he would be coming to Mexico. In fact, he didn't know where he was going, only that he had to get out.
Everybody know there was a lot of sickness in Africa. If you don't have money, you're supposed to give up your life.
He had no passport, so for 8 months he traveled from country to country, unable to disembark. And then one night he slipped ashore in Colombia. This was the American continent. How far could it be to America?
I was just thinking that it's a road. I didn't know that it's jungle. I was just thinking maybe you can go out to Colombia, you can just take a buses and go.
Within hours of stepping ashore, he was robbed.
I can't even sleep because I was so scared.
With the last of his money, he rode buses north and then flimsy dugout canoes deep into the jungle that separates Colombia from Panama.
We started walking from the jungle, walk.
Some people would get lost for weeks.
Because they miss their way. You get a lot of dead bodies in jungle.
Shenya was famished and exhausted, but he made it to Panama, then through Central America, and finally to here, the River Suchiate on the Guatemala-Mexico border. A small flotilla of inner tubes drifts back and forth across the river, punted or pulled by local raftsmen. They carry bags of corn, fruit, and vegetables, and every year tens of thousands of undocumented migrants from Central America. Increasingly, they carry migrants from Africa and Asia, too.
Like 4 days ago, they go by a big group. African guys, like 7 African guys.
That's Wilson, one of the raftsmen. He says his customers are elated to reach Mexico.
One guy jumping so high and so happy when he asked me, you know, I told him, you are a Mexican. He jumping like a kangaroo, real fast and high. He said, why you jumping, man? I said, I'm so happy to be in Mexico, in magic.
In Tapachula, there are taco shops, marimba players on the streets. But head down 8th Avenue and you enter a different world. Africans and Asians chat on the street corners. Some wear traditional dress. There's even brightly colored turbans, robes, and leggings. A cyber cafe has photos of customers from Africa plastered across a back wall. Inside a tiny restaurant, several Bangladeshis peer into a frying pan as Sadek Mohammed cooks up a chicken curry.
What do we have?
They have onion, chili, salt.
Mohammed has found a temporary job as a cook. His route here took him through many countries.
Colombia, after then Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, after then Mexico.
Then Mexico, and relative safety.
It'll save my life now, time is.
Mohammed and many of the migrants have paid human smugglers up to $15,000 to escape poverty, crime, or threats to their life. Most plan to seek asylum in the U.S., but for now, Mexico is a haven of sorts. Take Gorjeet. Standing outside the restaurant, he tells me he almost died of hunger crossing the jungle in Panama. When he was detained by immigration authorities here in Mexico, it was one of the high points of his trip.
There is fruit, sometimes bananas. Every day there is rice. There is food 3 times a day. Also, they give you free medicine there.
Recent news reports paint a grim picture of Mexican immigration detention centers, with stories of corruption, torture, and mistreatment of Central American migrants. But the Asian and African migrants I speak to say they willingly turn themselves in. That's because by law, Mexico cannot deport anyone without confirming their nationality first. But few Asian and African consulates respond to the government's inquiries, and most of the migrants are released after 2 or 3 weeks, a transit visa in their hands. When they get out, many stay in the Hotel Palafox, just across the street from Sadek Mohammed's restaurant. The hotel is renowned among migrants for offering easy credit.
So we try to help them. A lot of them come without money.
That's Delia Guillen, who runs the hotel.
So we take the transit visa as security, and when they get money, we give it back. We make them feel comfortable. So many people try to take advantage of them, to rob them.
There's a relaxed vibe in the hotel's main courtyard. Migrants sit chatting, napping, or staring at their cell phones. They are all waiting for money to be sent by family or friends back home. With money and a visa, they can then cross Mexico openly and in more comfort. Conveniently, a travel agency next door sells plane tickets to Tijuana, close to the U.S. border. But not everyone can afford it. Gorjit says he has no family to help him. He plans to travel with Central Americans along clandestine routes, despite the danger. I'm afraid, he says, very afraid. I cry sometimes thinking about my life. And the journey is only half the risk. Once they get to the U.S., there's no guarantee that Gorjit or the others will qualify for asylum. Less than half of all applicants are accepted. The rest are returned home. Perhaps for this reason, George Shenya from Cameroon has decided to try and apply for residency here in Mexico.
I don't have a dream or a plan to go to the U.S.
So you're going to stay here?
Yeah, I'm going to stay here in Mexico.
He is still waiting for a response from the Mexican government, and there's no guarantee he will be allowed to stay. But at the festival in the park, he records the dancers using a tablet a local benefactor has lent him. There's a smile on his face as he watches, and he looks like he would be happy if his travels were finally over. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Fox in Tapachula, Mexico.
And Conrad's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media. Manuel Ureste contributed to the reporting. It's Here and Now.